This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States Sunday warned Myanmar to reverse course following reports that the country's military had arrested its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. A White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said in a statement, adding that President Joe Biden has been briefed on the situation in a statement and said that the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition, and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Australia also issued a statement saying it's deeply concerned about the reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. Myanmar military television says the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left nine people dead. The well-known retired general Mohamed Nurgalal and former defense minister was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique, a hotel located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attack. Police said all four Al-Shabaab militants who stormed Hotel Afrique were killed. A car bomb exploded near the hotel near Sunday, beginning a shootout between militants and security forces. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is inviting to the White House a group of 10 Republicans and their senators who have proposed spending about one-third of what he is seeking in coronavirus aid. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Biden spoke with the leader of the group, that's U.S. Senator Susan Collins. The invitation to meet in the coming days came hours after the lawmakers had sent Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than try to ram through his $1.9 trillion package so Democratic votes. The death toll now stands at more than 440,000 in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 pandemic on Monday visited the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of Hubei Province, the central Chinese region where the outbreak emerged in late 2019. The group of independent experts left 2 weeks of quarantine on Thursday in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei Province, and is conducting 2 weeks of field work. So far, it has included visits to hospitals, markets, and an exhibition commemorating Wuhan's battle with the outbreak. The WHO, which has sought to manage expectations for the mission, has said their team members would be limited to visits organized by their Chinese host and would not have any contact with community members because of health restrictions. Across the globe, there have been COVID-19-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st, saying the curbs destroyed their businesses. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna on Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. And demonstrators protested against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru. This comes just after Saturday in Los Angeles, protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines, lockdowns, and masks gathered at the gates of Dodger Stadium, where a mass vaccination center was shut down temporarily. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.